Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota farmers affected by trade issues and adverse weather can now begin receiving payments as part of the Trump administration's $16 billion farm aid package. How are those figures determined? What's the process for receiving payments? How are they being dispersed? With more on the impact of the new farm aid package, we're joined by Kevin McNew. He's chief economist with the Farmers Business Network, and he's joining us by phone from Bozeman, Montana. Kevin, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for having me again.
Give us some background, please, about how these sort of, you know, disbursements are, you know, what goes behind the planning of them when they know, hey, farmers need help. How do they begin sorting it out?
Yeah, well, I think the good news is, you know, USDA on Thursday did announce firm payment rates for each county across the country. And that's kind of the first step forward. The USDA took some time. They were a little bit secretive in how they were coming up with this formula for each county. But basically, on Thursday, they announced the county-by-county rates. And that really starts the eligibility process. Farmers can now apply. Starting on Monday, they could start applying for these payments. And so the good news is, you know, farmers have a clear roadmap. You know, they have a payment rate in front of them for their county. They can work with the FSA office to fill out the application and get the process going. You know, there's certain, you know, levels of payments that will happen. It's, you know, farmers are not necessarily guaranteed all of the payment right away, but at least half of the payment should be coming once they fill out the application. So it's a good solid program that I think most farmers around the country will be fairly satisfied with.
Did farmers have input into that? Was there some kind of public input phase?
Not especially. I mean, this is a process that, you know, if we back up a year ago, there was a trade, what was called, you know, the trade war impact package that basically, you know, because of the trade wars that the, you know, the White House and the U.S. has engaged in with various countries, you know, agriculture was kind of front and center in this game of economic warfare. And so farmers were really kind of on the front lines of it. You know, we are an export sensitive industry. We rely heavily on open free trade. And so when this trade war started, first with steel and steel and aluminum tariffs with some of these countries, and then of course it escalated into China. You know, this really started to hit into the wallets of U.S. farmers. You know, they rely heavily on free trade. So the White House and the Trump administration recognized quite quickly that, you know, farmers are kind of collateral damage in this economic warfare. So they needed a package. Last year, that package was pretty much geared predominantly towards soybeans and, to a lesser extent, cotton. And it was kind of based on, you know, how many acres of those specific crops farmers grew. This year, they took a somewhat different approach, took a more broader approach and said, well, there's a kind of a wide swath of commodities. So more than just corn or more than just soybeans, more than just cotton, there's other crops that are affected as well. When we look at India, for example, India is a major buyer has been a major buyer of pulse crops, which is predominant in the northern plains. So things like lentils and chickpeas and dry peas, those crops became more promising for U.S. farmers as a result of the access to the Indian market. Well, in the last few years, India has started to throttle back their access. They've imposed tariffs, and just in the last month, they escalated those tariffs because of, you know, kind of, again, this economic warfare with the U.S. So anyway, back to the USDA, they took a more broader approach and said there's a wide basket of crops that are impacted by trade war. And they came up with kind of this formula to determine how much payment is going to go for each county in the U.S. So it's not totally transparent at this point. USDA has promised at some point they will provide some transparency on how they came up with these rates. The rates are quite variable. You know, in the Dakotas, and in our area in Montana, there's a lot of what are called bare minimum payment rates of $15 an acre. As we get into kind of more traditional soybean area or cotton areas, we're seeing rates that are, you know, $100 to $150 an acre. So it just kind of depends on the geography of where you are and how reliant that area has been on some of these affected crops.
All right. So let's talk about South Dakota farmers. They can start filling out paperwork on Monday. Is that how I understand it?
Yeah, this past Monday was the first official day. Again, Thursday was the announcement of the rates. So they can start filling it out on Monday. They had till December 6th to fill it out. The USDA has said they will have what they call three tranches or payments of this acreage payment rate. And so the first payment will be half of the actual rate or $15 an acre, whichever is higher. And then beyond that, if there is an eligible, payment two or payment three, will be dependent upon whether the trade wars are still going on. So USDA will deem at some point down the road that, yes, there is still impacts from trade wars and the trade wars are still in effect. And so they will then start to issue those second and third tranches. But again, right now, the focus is really on this first tranche, which is approximately 50% of the final rate per acre.
So when we entered some of these, the trade skirmishes that, before we were really calling it trade war, and in some of the conversations, the administration said, we'll take care of our farmers. And a lot of farmers stood by the administration accordingly. Are they going to feel like this delivers on that promise?
That's a really good question, Lori, and I'm sure one that the White House and policy pundits will want to poll on. I don't have a firm belief that farmers are firmly on one side of this coin or the other. I think everyone has their own perspective on the benefits of the trade war and what the final end game is. So I'm not sure that farmers as a group uniformly stack up on one side of that equation or another. I will say, as an economist looking at this data and what I sort of perceive to be fair value for the market impacts, I think most farmers should be fairly satisfied with the payment rates. I can tell you, wheat areas, in the Northern Plains where, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, where we're at, last year they basically got nothing out of these trade war packages, and at least this year they're at least guaranteed $15 an acre. So it's not a big sum, but on the other hand, wheat has not been significantly impacted in these trade skirmishes. We don't really sell much wheat to China or India or these other countries, and so the trade war has not had a noticeable impact. So my take is farmers should be satisfied, but I'm sure there'll be some questions about the actual rates per county and things like that may cause people some questions.
Yeah, and of course it always bears repeating that the farmers don't want the aid package, they want the trade to begin with.
Absolutely.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest is Kevin McNew. He's chief economist with the Farmers Business Network. And Kevin, a lot of what we've discussed regarding the trade war, the impact on individual farmers, people just trying to get through the year. And then we've talked about this greater impact on the rest of the South Dakota economy. So talk about that a little bit, if you will. When this money starts coming in, is it just going to put your finger in the dam for your debt and keep a few farms from going bankrupt, or is it going to have a greater economic impact for the non-ag industry?
Yeah, that's a really important question, and one that unfortunately I think we're going to have to wait and see what the data shows us as we get the stimulus package unfolding. I can tell you that 6 months ago, as we were touring the Midwest and talking to a lot of ag bankers, there was a lot of concern about the debt load, about payment capacity. And there was a lot of fear going into this planting season about how bad it was going to be. And so this aid package, along with kind of the conditions that have changed in the market as a result of some flooding and weather issues in the spring, has kind of propped things up. So I'm not going to say it's a huge win for the agricultural economy, but I think it's certainly a stopgap for the bleeding and the pain that we had, been feeling, say, 6 months ago.
What needs to happen next?
From an ag economy standpoint, we need free trade. That is the number one thing that U.S. farmers rely on. We can't live in a world where we produce only for ourselves. The U.S. agriculture has thrived and been able to grow because of access to the international market. We are the most efficient producers in the world, and we rely on free trade. We rely on access to those markets. And without it, it's going to be a struggle. So, you know, in the short run, this is a great Band-Aid. But in the long run, we still need some resolution to free trade.
Other things happening, you mentioned sort of being on tour and listening to farmers and producers and bankers. What are some of the other things that they've been telling you about what's happening in farm country?
You know, I think this year in particular has been just a challenge from a weather standpoint. I mean, we've seen just unprecedented weather events this year. South Dakota is kind of in the epicenter, as well as some other key growing areas. You know, the Eastern Corn Belt just had massive amounts of rainfall during the planting season. So we're coming out of that really, you know, disastrous, if you will, planting season to a situation where the crop is actually doing fairly well. And so the market had rallied as a result of this, you know, these crop problems. But now we're kind of waiting and seeing, you know, is this crop going to come out of this fairly well compared to where we started? And so, you know, South Dakota is actually doing fairly well in terms of crop condition ratings. On Monday, crop conditions in South Dakota were not terribly far off from kind of the long-run average. Soybean crop conditions are rated at 50% good to excellent. That's just a little bit below the 62% normal for this time of year. And, you know, corn conditions as well, tracking fairly well. So given the disastrous start to the growing season, you know, I think farmers should be fairly pleased that it's not quite the disaster we thought it was going to be, you know, 30 days ago or 60 days ago even. And so, you know, with the market prices improving, hopefully the bottom lines are looking a little more favorable.
Is there a role to optimism in this kind of scenario where now there's an aid package coming in? We spoke with U.S. Congressman Dusty Johnson from South Dakota this morning, and we're going to play that conversation here in a little bit. But one of the things he talked about was how close he really thought the administration was, or Congress was, at dealing with the USDA. He thought there were political things that are kind of getting in the way, but that it had a lot of support, and he felt optimistic that that could get passed this fall. If you have the aid package and you have a good growing season, and then all of a sudden you get a win like that in Congress, hypothetically speaking, does that have a boost to the economy that's noticeable?
Yeah, I think in these rural economies especially, you know, these dollars, you know, tend to stay local. They invest and spend in their local economies. So, you know, obviously when we're talking about dollars coming into South Dakota that are in the hundreds of millions of dollars from this aid package. So, you know, it's you know, yet to be determined. But if you just kind of look at South Dakota acreage and kind of the payment rates, it's going to be well over $100 million and probably closer to $200 or $300 million in money that's coming into pockets of farmers and therefore will proliferate out through the ag economy. And so I think that's positive. You know, these rural economies are kind of always in contraction mode. They're reliant on the local industries, and agriculture, of course, continues to be the stalwart of some of these local economies. So I think it's important. I think it's a good sign.
Kevin McNew is chief economist with the Farmers Business Network. Kevin, I'm going to choose to be optimistic because that seems like the best choice on a day like today.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.